Hi friends, welcome to another episode of Relationship Matters with Funmilayo Adepoju. Someone asked me a question: how do I know that a friend is competing with me? So, I will be answering that question in this episode. Relationships are meant to enhance our lives and not deplete it. If you're starting to feel otherwise with a particular person or people in your life, it might be time to reevaluate those friendships. Irene, a psychologist and friendship expert, says, "The term frenemy is a combination of two words, friend and enemy, which refers to someone who pretends to be a friend, but actually is an enemy. How do you then know that a friend is competing with you? Number one, they discuss you behind your back. Frenemies may not always be unpleasant to you in person. Some may even smile and act friendly to you. However, they will likely speak adversely about you when you are not around. Number two, they constantly put you down and are never complimentary. They are always critical. You notice that you are never truly happy or relaxed in their presence because they always make you feel worse about yourself. Of course, no friendship should be transactional, but if someone drains all of your energy, you should consider whether the person is right for you. Number three, conversations always revolve around them. Everything is about them. A frenemy is usually self-centered. If you have a friend who talks endlessly about themselves and their problems but gives no thought to you or yours, you may be dealing with a narcissist. Number four, they take advantage of you. Do you have a friend who feels entitled to your stuff? They always feel that you owe them and you should give them things, but they never reciprocate. Number five, they secretly copy you. Someone who competes with you on an unhealthy level strongly desires to be equal to or better than you. As such, you may notice them walking, talking, or even dressing similar to you. They don't want you to have things that do not involve them. They might buy the same bag you bought a week before. You need to watch out. Number six, they are obsessively needy. They want you all the time, so it's a kind of codependent friendship. So they will text you all the time and expect a response. Even if you say, "I'm gonna be really busy for the next 6 hours," they will text you every now and then, almost throughout. And if you don't reply, they kick up a storm. They tend to choke you up always. Number seven, they are jealous of your other friends. A toxic person will probably start to blame your friends when you don't reply to their calls or texts. They are likely to criticize your friends to your face and try to isolate you from them. Number eight, they are hypocritical. While they make you feel bad for not making enough time for them, frenemies will never feel bad for letting you down. But because they are so irrational and dramatic, you will let them get away with it as you don't want to set them off. They might owe you money and pretend they never owed you and rewrite history. So you may feel irritated and angry at times, but because you don't want to trigger them and their difficulties, so you just take a step back. Number nine, they modulate your success. People who disregard or downplay the success of others are as toxic and they are annoying. People who envy you the most are the ones most desire what you possess. With this in mind, it is in your best interest to just avoid such people. All these signs apply to friendships, marital relationships, business relationships, and what have you. I'd like you to think about this for a moment. Then, suppose you find yourself guilty of any of these negative characteristics. In that case, you must decide to change and seek help when needed. See you in the next episode. Keep winning in your relationships. God bless you.